Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're talking about how to make every morning a good morning. Just think about it. One good morning after another, wouldn't that be nice? Now, while, of course, we all have those days that just start out kind of rough, there are still a few ways that we can turn that day around. Here are some of them. One, begin the night before. Now, I have a feeling you already know how important this is. If we don't get a good night's sleep, the chances of being a cranky pants the next morning are pretty high. Our bodies need time to rest and regenerate, and for most of us, that time is the night, right? Now, as I've mentioned in so many other episodes, the sleep patterns we have as moms aren't the most ideal or even predictable. So let's do what we can to make the most out of whatever sleep we do get, like limiting caffeine to mornings only, getting daily exercise, not snacking on high calorie foods too close to bedtime, and giving our mind some time to unwind without staring at a blue screen. Two, think thankfulness. Gratitude is a powerful thing, you guys. It's hard to stay stuck in a dark mental rut when you focus on the good things in life that you're thankful for. And when you wake up, practice engaging in thankful thoughts. Like thankful to be alive, thankful for whatever sleep you just got, thankful for your bed, thankful for the water and food you're about to consume, thankful for a reason to get out of bed in the morning. This helps set the tone for the entire day. And if you want to take it a step further than thankful thoughts, consider keeping a gratitude journal in which you can write down a few things you're grateful for every day. And be as specific as possible and write as much detail as you can give in your gratitude journal. Three, get some om. And by om, I mean meditation. Now, in a perfect world, we could dedicate 20 to 40 minutes each morning to meditate before tackling the high-stress, demanding day ahead of many of us. And let's face it, mamas, even if we didn't have kids pulling us in all directions before we even get out of bed, there are plenty of other things that could keep us from setting aside time to meditate. In spite of all of this, I have faith in you to overcome all the odds. Yes, you can do this. You can meditate for at least 60 seconds before going into crazy mommy mode. The sweet spot is like 10 to 20 minutes, but hey, let's work our way up to that as morning wake-up times become more predictable and you can actually get some time alone before your little people wake up. And now there are different ways to meditate. You can sit in silence. You can, just wait as the thoughts come in and then just release them, let them float away. Just keep the peace and the zen of the moment. And, you could do it that way. You can have a mantra. You can kind of incorporate visualization into that space. So there are different ways to do that. There are so many even trademarked ways to meditate. So you might want to try different things before you write it off and say it's not for you. There are different ways to meditate. Number four, chug. Water, that is. After you empty your bladder in the morning, drink 8 to 10 ounces of water at room temperature. Okay, not freezing water, not hot tea water, just regular room temperature. And then within the next 45 minutes, chug another 8 to 10 ounces of water. Now, it's important if you're doing this for the maximum benefit to delay any kind of eating or even coffee until you've been up for at least 45 minutes and have had those 16 to 20 ounces of water in your system. Doing this helps to rehydrate your body, flush out toxins, and it fires up your metabolism. And a bonus, drinking water before eating in general gives you a faster feeling of fullness and helps prevent overeating. So that's cool. So to recap, if you want to make every morning a good morning, give these 4 tips a try. Begin the night before, think thankfulness, get you some and chug that water. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy. Now I'm gonna go eat my curry.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.